Pierre Maguire is my guest. Pierre, it's always good to have you on. Good to have you back. How are you?
Excellent, Jim. Nice to visit with you.
You too, Pierre. So let's talk about last night. The Golden Knights absolutely dominated the Stars in their place in an elimination game. How impressed were you with what you saw from Vegas after they had let the Stars back in the series with two straight losses?
Very impressed, Jim. I think the biggest thing with Vegas is the maturity of their team. Some of the players that have tasted disappointment before, especially the guys that went to the Stanley Cup final in 2018. But I think the biggest thing is just subtle little moves made by George McPhee, the president, and Kelly McCrimmon, the general manager. Ivan Barbashev's made a huge difference on that team coming over from St. Louis. The physical size of their defense is overwhelming. They're almost impossible to get to the net for a second or third chance opportunity against. And I would say the biggest thing is just the job that Sean Burke, the goalie coach, has done with Aiden Hill. I've been unbelievably impressed by the management, the coaching, and the response of the players in Vegas. They've been tremendous.
You know, I was talking to Kelly McCrimmon about that very thing, about their size, especially on the back end. In fact, they're big up front and out back. Pierre, how do you explain a team being where they are with five different goaltenders this year? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I have not. It's really unique. I've been in the league for almost 34 years now, Jim. I've never really experienced anything like that, whether I was coaching in the league or broadcasting in the league or scouting in the league or being in management in the league. I've never seen that in terms of a team go on a run like that. Now, I have seen teams that have started goaltenders in the first round and switch over, whether it's in the first round or the second round. Case in point would be 2006 Carolina. They start Martin Gerber against Montreal, doesn't go very well. They end up putting a young kid, Cam Ward, in goal. He ends up winning the Conn Smythe Trophy as the MVP of the playoffs when they beat Edmonton in a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup final. So I have seen goalies switched out before, but to say that a team's had this kind of success with five different guys over the course of the year, I have not seen that, Jim.
Pierre Maguire joining us. Pierre, not to belabor the point, but you mentioned Aiden Hill. We're talking about a guy who had literally no playoff experience coming into the postseason, yet he enters the final 7-3. He's got a goals against of 2.3. He's got a save percentage of .932. When he got that call, did you expect him to play this well, or maybe did you not really have any idea what to expect from him?
No, I did not expect him to play this well, and I had a lot of background knowledge of him. I watched him play junior with the Portland Winterhawks. I saw him play in Arizona. I saw him play for San Jose. In fact, I watched them back-to-back days practice in San Jose before he played against a team that I was working for in Ottawa, and I had no belief that this player would be able to do this. That being said, he's very big. He's extremely athletic. And what I've noticed is that he's really responded to the coaching of Sean Burke because he doesn't drop as quickly in goal. He's more square to the shooters, so he takes away a lot of the net. And his athleticism is pretty darn good, Jim. So to put it all together, he deserves a lot of credit. He's clearly battled hard to get this opportunity. He's taken advantage of it.
We're talking to Pierre Maguire. Pierre, you know what's really interesting is that was the third straight game in Dallas where the Knights took a lead within the first 5 minutes of the game. That, to me, is an amazing stat. Does that tell you more about Vegas or Dallas?
Tells you a lot about Vegas, not so much about Dallas. And it also tells me a lot about the way Bruce Cassidy coaches. You know, the first time I saw Bruce coach, he was in Jacksonville in the East Coast Hockey League. That was back in the mid-1990s. You see where he is today. It's phenomenal. And what I've noticed, Jim, is he turned his guys loose. One subtle line change last night, he took Nick Waugh off a checking line and put him on a fourth line with Keegan Colasar and Will Carrier. That's a line that really created so much havoc against Dallas in this game number six last night. And it tells me about a coach that just empowers his players to go out and play, tells them to be aggressive, make sure they're responsible defensively, but don't turn your back on offensive opportunities. And you could see they just drove Dallas nuts because of their pursuit of the puck and basically an omnipresent forecheck game that Dallas had no answer for.
Pierre Maguire, my guest. You know, Pierre, I love the guy. I love Bruce Cassidy. Do you feel like there's vindication in the fact that Boston let him go? They had that historic regular season. They went out early this year, and here he is still doing what he's doing and has that team in the final. Is there vindication in that for him?
I think so. Absolutely. He's not going to say that because most coaches would never say that. But I think most people that have been around and been kicked in the teeth a couple times in the professional hockey ranks understand that, you know, subtly you always feel some form of indication when you're going against a former team or you're proven to a team that let you go that maybe you made a mistake.
Pierre, what a kind of strange thing in that Dallas's only wins in the series came when team captain Jamie Benn was suspended. What do you make of that?
The players in Dallas really respect Jamie. They wanted to make sure that the season wasn't over and he'd get another chance to try to redeem himself. What Jamie did was unacceptable. I thought the league handled it appropriately. I'm really glad that Mark Stone never got hurt. I've known Jamie Benn since 2009 at the World Junior in Ottawa. He was a fifth-round pick out of Kelowna Rockets, Jim. Character personified, tremendous leader, hard worker. I don't know what got into him that night, but he deserved his punishment. But it showed that his teammates really cared about him and pushed him to the next level to try to prolong the series. So that's not how his season would be remembered, so to speak. Didn't go out on a very good note last night, him or the team. That being said, it shows that his teammates, I think, really respect him.
I agree with you. I'm not exactly sure what was going on. I think he had a bad, bad night at the office at a bad, bad time, and the punishment fits the crime, but I think you're right. I think they did play to try to give him another shot to come back, and then he got it, and it didn't matter. So, Peter, what about Vegas and Florida? They hook up in the Stanley Cup Final. Really interesting matchup to me. What do you think about that matchup, and who do you like?
I love the fact you said interesting matchup because I agree wholeheartedly. Here's some of the telltale signs. You'll know which team has a little bit of an edge in game one. If Vegas can break the puck out and really thwart the cycle game of the Florida Panthers early on in game one and not allow Florida to create havoc in the offensive zone, then I think that's going to be a problem for Florida. If Vegas is able to get a four-line game going and really target certain players in the back end. Aaron Ekblad would be one of the players. Brandon Montour would be another one of the players. Gustav Forsling would be another. If you see any one of those three guys taking huge hits, the defenseman for Florida Panthers, then I think Florida's going to have a hard time. But if Florida doesn't spend a lot of time defending and more time attacking, that's going to be a problem for Vegas.
You're talking to Pierre McGuire. So, Pierre, how do you think Vegas is going to fare against Matthew Tkachuk, who has been sensational in the postseason?
Matthew has been overwhelmingly good, Jim. And I couldn't tell you enough good things about the way he can influence a game and a series in so many ways. First of all, with his dynamic athleticism. Secondly, with his physicality. And third, he is one of the most ardent competitors you'll ever meet. So you put it together, he can frustrate another team just by himself. He doesn't need teammates to do that. That's how good he is. They're going to have a five-man commitment to shut down his entire line. It's just not Matthew Tkachuk. It's the play of Sam Bennett and the physicality that he brings. And it's the rat factor of Nick Cousins. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, Jim. He's a nasty piece of business to play against. So that line is physical. They're fast. They're relatively big. And they lean on you and they drive you nuts. So for Vegas, they're going to have a five-man commitment to shut down three players.
I love that.
And if they don't, then they're going to have a problem.
I'm sorry, Pierre. I was going to say, I love that. He's a nasty piece of business to deal with. So, Pierre, what about this? What about specialty team play? Vegas does a lot of things really well, but killing penalties isn't necessarily one of them. In fact, their success rate is 15th out of 16 playoff teams. How big of a concern is that against Florida?
It's a concern. One of the things that I think skews that number just a little bit, not a lot, a little bit, they played against the Edmonton Oilers in the second round, and by far the best power play in the league was Edmonton. And you know, until Vegas figured out they had to play 5-on-5, they were going to be in a world of hurt, and they were. So, the penalty killing, and it's kind of shocking, Jim, to be totally blunt. Because of the size of the defense of the Vegas Golden Knights and the way they play in their own zone defensively 5-on-5, it's almost shocking that they're not a better penalty-killing team. We'll see how it goes against Florida, but I would say that this is going to be a very physical series. There will probably be a lot of penalties early on in this series, and so they better have their penalty kill adjusted for this really dynamic Florida power play. And if they don't, then, again, they're going to have a problem.
So we have another moment or two with Pierre McGuire. Pierre, what about, there's always that question of rest versus rust. Is the Panthers having 9 days off between their last game and game one, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't think it's as bad for them, and I'll tell you why, Jim. If it weren't for a meltdown by the Pittsburgh Penguins in the last 7 days of the NHL season, the Florida Panthers would have been golfing for the last month and a half. So they've basically been in a playoff hunt probably since the tail end of February. Just to get in, they had to scrawl, crash, everything. They did everything they had to do to get in there. And they were able to do it because one team fundamentally fouled up, and that was Pittsburgh. So they kind of, I think this is good for them mentally and physically, just because you remember they were down 3-1 to Boston, not an easy series. They went up 2-0 against Toronto, then 3-0, and then stumbled a little bit, but emotional series, especially after a 7-gamer, they had to come from behind against Boston. So I think this rest is actually good for Florida, for Vegas. They're battle-tested, and I think this will be perfect for them. I think it's just – I don't think rest or rust will matter in this situation.
Really interesting matchup. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final between the Panthers and the Golden Knights is Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern in Las Vegas. Former coach, longtime NHL analyst, friend of the program, Pierre McGuire joining us. Pierre, great job. Always good to have you on the program, Pierre. Thanks so much.
Love being on with you, Jim. Jim, thanks so much. Take care. Enjoy the Stanley Cup Final.
You too, Pierre.